Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. American romance is the theme of this program, as exhibited in two vastly different musical styles, the lush romantic writing of Amy Beach and the intense pathos of Emma Lou Deemer. We'll be hearing their chamber music, and we'll end with an elegy by Sally Reed. Amy Marcy Cheney was born in 1867 in Hennequin, New Hampshire. Amy's musical ability was apparent already as a toddler. Her mother reported that little Amy instinctively sang a counter-melody to her mother's lullabies. She completed her first musical compositions at age 4, and her enthusiasm for the piano was so great that her strict Calvinist parents would punish her by not letting her play it. She made her debut as a pianist at age 16. 2 years later, in 1885, she had a very busy year. In March, she made her first performance with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, playing the Chopin Piano Concerto in F. In June, she was taken to the doctor with a bruised finger. And in November of that year, Amy became that doctor's bride. Slightly older than Amy's own father, Dr. Henry H. A. Beach was a distinguished surgeon, a physician, and a widower. Dr. Beach did not want his wife performing in public. Women of class in the early 20th century simply did not do that, but he did support and encourage her composing. She became known professionally as Mrs. H. H. A. Beach, only changing her name to Amy Beach after Dr. Beach died in 1910. We're going to hear Beach's Quintet in F-sharp minor for piano and string quartet, Opus 67. It was composed from 1905 to 1907. F-sharp minor is a black key for Beach. She also chose it for two of her vocal works, which have tragic texts. For her intense opening theme, Beach chose the second theme from the last movement of the Brahms Piano Quintet, Opus 34. Its underlying structure is a four-note Phrygian cadence, a musical figure associated for centuries with death and grieving. She uses variants of this theme in the final movement as well, as though the piece is a homage to Brahms, which indeed it might have been. I'll play you that Brahms theme, and then you can hear how Beach transforms it in the opening of her quintet. The pianist in this recording is Joanne Polk, who has recorded a great many of Beach's piano works. She is joined by the Lark Quartet.